And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. Y'all, I'm talking about this show. Woo. It goes from Huntsville all the way back over to Chattanooga. I'm talking about from Tuscaloosa back over to Gadsden. I mean down to that loveliest little town on the plains called Auburn, stretching across the line to what we now recall Fort Benning. And then there's big old patches of North Georgia and Mississippi thrown in just for good measure. All right, listen, somebody who's been on the show multiple times is somebody who I was proud to also serve with in the legislature. Secretary of State Wes Allen is a former probate judge, meaning that he was at one point the chief election officer for his county. He's now, after having served in the Alabama State House, he's serving as our Alabama Secretary of State. And literally making waves. He's even testified before Congress about matters that he has dealt with in terms of voter integrity, cleaning up the voter rolls, doing the things necessary. Among all the other stuff that secretaries of state do, he is the chief election officer for the state of Alabama. And he's on the phone right now. Secretary Wes Allen, how you doing?
Yeah, sir, I'm good, Senator. Thank you so much. And congratulations on the growth of your show. Very, I tell you what, a lot of hard work, and you're doing a good job.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that very much.
Yes, sir.
So, listen, I mean, I don't know where to start here, but we can do this. I know you saw the executive order signed last night by President Trump. You issued something about it this morning, I believe. Tell me how that impacts you at the state level and what your thoughts are on it.
Yeah, thanks. No, it was good to see what President Trump has done, what it looks like when you've got a president leading from the White House about election integrity. It's a true victory for election integrity. And, Phil, I tell you, what really helps us is when you've got the federal government wanting to help us and allow us access to these federal databases. If you recall, back in late 23 and multiple times after that, I asked the Biden Department of Homeland Security for their list of legal non-citizens, the list that they have for the state of Alabama, so I could run that against our statewide voter file and see if anybody slipped through the cracks and if anybody's registered to vote. Well, they stonewalled us and just basically told us no, and then so we charted a course and developed our own system and to try to make sure that we didn't have any non-citizens on our voter file. And, of course, you saw what happened there. The DOJ sued us and a private plaintiff sued us, and
right.
We had a great set of facts. We were on solid legal footing from the get-go on all of that. And then, of course, not too long ago, the Trump DOJ, and decided, thankfully, to dismiss that case against us in Alabama, and
which never should have been filed.
No, absolutely. And then the private plaintiffs dismissed as well. And so we're very pleased, and we're going to continue. Listen, it's when votes are at stake, I'm going to always fight, just as I've done since taking the oath of office. I'm not going to stop working these voter lists. I mean, voter file maintenance is the foundation of election integrity, and I've been saying that wherever I go because that's where it all starts. And you've got to have robust, regular maintenance of your voter file. And if you don't, things can get off track in a hurry. And another thing that, President Trump's EO, does it, it obviously calls for robust voter file maintenance. Well, we've been doing that. It calls for photo ID. We've got that.
Yeah.
It calls for paper ballots. We've got it. Calls for, obviously our tabulators cannot be connected to the internet. We passed a law to make sure that's happening. Ballots cannot be collected or counted after Election Day. We don't count or collect ballots after Election Day, so we are already doing that.
We're kind of a role model in many ways.
We are. We're in a good shape. We're in good shape. This EO also goes after foreign funding from foreign nationals trying to influence our elections or ballot initiatives. Matter of fact, right now we've got a bill in the House that just got out of the House by Representative James Lomax that we have been pushing, and it's on to the Senate now, but it's going to ban it at the state level, and we are mirroring federal law with that as well, because we don't need foreign nationals influencing our elections. I think we can all agree on that.
Absolutely.
And So, you know, it's a lot of good things in this EO, and we're very pleased to see that.
How do you see the management of the portion that requires proof of citizenship? I remember back when we passed photo ID, it was the end of the world as we know it. It was racism. It was going to disenfranchise, lower income voters. It was going to be just the end of the constitutional right to vote in Alabama, none of which turned out to be true. But those same exact arguments are now being used to say you can't demand proof of citizenship. How do you see this playing out?
Well, they are doing the citizenship under federal election law, not under state. They didn't mention anything about state or local elections. They mentioned federal election law. And, they talk about requiring documentary proof of citizenship through the Real ID compliant ID. You know, if you recall, that's one thing that our state is getting ready to implement fully starting on May the 7th. So if anybody's listening out there, you know, if you want to fly in the United States and within the 50 states here and make sure you have your real ID. So that's one thing. But I think that's really good. Of course, the U.S. passport is another way. Military ID is another way. Valid federal state government issued photo identification that indicates U.S. citizenship. So they're totally talking about federal election law and what is allowed already. They're not going out on a limb here. I think they're on solid legal footing.
Well, I think so. I think they are. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, you've also been, I mean, your voter integrity database, that thing has grown. And I saw a press release that came out of your office when I was getting ready for the show today that y'all just added Texas to the voter integrity database. How big is that thing now? Are y'all nationwide? How many participating states do you have?
So we've got Tennessee, Mississippi, Georgia, Louisiana, Kentucky, Florida, Arkansas. Of course, just added Texas, and I'll say that these are bilateral agreements with these states.
Yeah.
So when we exchange data with Tennessee or we exchange data with Georgia or whoever it may be, we're working that on a bilateral agreement, and we've already verified and placed on a path for removal nearly 40,000 voters who've moved to surrounding states since 2024. And we've been working, like I said before, robust voter file maintenance. And with Texas, they've got 18 million registered voters.
Wow.
Of course, we've got a little over 3.7 million registered voters in our state. But we're continuing to grow that. We've got a couple of more states that we are getting ready to add as well. So this thing continues to grow. And we're very, very proud of AVID and the Alabama Voter Integrity Database, of what we've been able to accomplish since September of 2023.
Well, I agree, and I think it's been huge. I mean, I really do. When I said it a minute ago, I wasn't kidding when I say that I feel like in many ways, even though we may not be as big as Texas or California, it doesn't matter in terms of the quality. And I think that the manner and the means by which Alabama elections are prepared and then run and then tabulated and then certified is really one of the models, in my opinion, for the way it should be in other states.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And thank goodness for the probate judges, circuit clerks, sheriffs, and boards of registrars. I mean, we're all a team, and it takes a team. And, of course, the legislature over the years have put good policy in place. And we're very, very proud of the system that we have in Alabama. And, you know, we're going to get up each and every day when we come into the Capitol, roll our sleeves up, and go to work. And, you know, we're very, very proud of the team that we've assembled inside this office because we all have the same mindset and same philosophy.
Well, just for a reminder to our audience, election season's coming for Alabama again already. And remind me, isn't it 1 year out from the primary that some of the races for statewide offices can begin doing their thing? I mean, we're going to see the governor's race coming up and everything else. And so this is not like it's something we have to wait till 2028 to get it fixed. We have elections that are right around the corner in Alabama now.
It is. First off, you got majority of the state of Alabama municipal races will be August
25th. Oh, that's right.
5th or 26th. So, you know, 400 or so cities will be conducting elections. Then you've got, obviously, the May of 2026. We're almost a year out. We're coming up, bumping up on a year away from the primary in May of 2026. So you can't wait until right before the election to take care of your voter file. You got to be constantly, day in and day out. It's like daily hygiene, Phil. You got to take a shower every day, wash your hair every day, brush your teeth. The same thing with voter file maintenance, right? So we're very, very proud of what we've been able to do.
So squeaky clean, that's what we're calling it. It's squeaky clean.
We're trying to. Heck yeah, man. We want to be the best.
Oh, that's good. Well, listen, with everything going on, I just got to ask, do you see any states, I mean, like right now I'm already imagining and I'm hearing Democrats in general are bucking the executive order that was signed last night. But are there any states, Secretary of States, who, and I know we have Democrat and liberal progressive Secretaries of State as surely as we have conservatives like you, but do we have other states that are going to fight this and be determined to go on the record as not wanting voter integrity?
Well, a lot of this stuff is just common sense, and it's lawful. And, you know, only American citizens should be voting in our elections, period. And from day one, when I stepped in this office, that's what we've been working towards. It's hard to say what other states are going to be doing, but it's for Alabama and our team here in this office and all the local officials that I work with day in and day out. You know, we are working to make Alabama the best elections process that we can possibly have.
Well, and I think we're doing it. Like I said, we're the model. And listen, mm-hmm. Mr. Secretary, I really appreciate your time. Thank you for being available today. In fact, when I texted you yesterday and asked if you could come on, I didn't even know we were going to have the executive order last night. So that I found that out this morning when I got up and got ready for the show.
Well, appreciate you. No, thank you so much for the invitation.
Always
a pleasure.
Alabama Secretary of State Wes Allen, appreciate your time. We'll have you on again sometime soon. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Well, listen, like you heard it, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas, I think you said Mississippi, a number of states are participating in the voter integrity database that Alabama helped pioneer. And all this does is scrub the roster. It just says, hey, we've got a John Smith over here that says he just moved from Georgia. Georgia, did you take him off your rolls? And we just compare notes back and forth. That way, and you would be amazed how many people think it's okay to vote at home and then go to their new home and vote there too. It doesn't work like that. You're allowed one vote for one person. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. That's enough of that. But listen, election matters. We talked about them. And by the way, elections matter. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.